Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. As part of a final project in their Advanced Placement English Language and Composition class, students investigated, interviewed, and reflected on aspects of life they felt deserved more attention.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are 427 baristas in Seattle alone and over 5 million in the U.S. living among us. You may ask them for your coffee in the morning, but how often do you ask them how their day is going or even look up from your phone? As young adults, we all search for jobs and often fantasize about being a barista. The constant aroma of coffee, the effortlessness, and the perception of relaxing energy intrigues us. But is the job of a barista really all that it's cracked up to be? We sat down with Liz Noble and asked her about her experience as a barista.
I am currently working at a Starbucks kiosk inside of a Safeway. But all last year, I worked at the small coffee shop on my school campus, Occidental College, and it was called The Green Bean.
With the help of Liz, we can look into the average day of a Seattle barista. But before we dive into her daily routine, we thought it was important to understand the training process that baristas go through to be able to stand behind the counter.
Well, for Starbucks, it's super weird because you're required to train for 40 hours before you're allowed to work by yourself. So I just finished my training on like Tuesday, I think. And then Wednesday was the first day that I was actually working by myself. And Starbucks has all of these booklets that you have to fill out. It's actually really kind of funny reading through them sometimes because some of it is the most generic stuff. It's like, this is the Starbucks way. We're friendly to our customers. And I'm like, okay, every coffee shop is supposed to be friendly to their customers. So it's a lot of material that you want to go through. And it's just funny because Starbucks is so organized and everything is exactly the same at every location. So everything is really measured. So it's a lot of memorization of how many pumps of syrup and how many shots and what level you put the milk at for different drinks and all of this stuff.
One part we thought was essential to being a barista was being able to deal with the rush hours. So we decided to ask Liz how she deals with hers.
Rushes can be really tough. And at Starbucks, I haven't experienced a lot of pressure with that yet because my location is so small. But at the coffee shop that I work at school, it can get really crazy because we have this section of countertop that we line up the cups when the person working the register writes down the order and puts the cup down. And sometimes we'll fill up that counter and start a second row and a third row and sometimes even a fourth row of cups. Yeah. So it's kind of a lot. And the trick to it is really just getting in a rhythm because everyone has their specific job. And one of my favorite things is pulling shots for drinks. So I just have a rhythm of pulling shots and you just do the same thing over and over again. It feels like you turn into a robot sometimes because you're just doing the same motion over and over, but it really does work. And then having little times where you get to interact with a customer or get to interact with a coworker or make a joke or something really helps to like be able to get through that robotic kind of thing.
Throughout the whole day, baristas have to keep up with the rush of customers and stay on top of making new coffee.
At Starbucks, they brew coffee every 30 minutes, no matter how much they've used, because they have like a statement to customers that you're always getting a fresh cup of coffee.
We wanted to know if it was always busy or if there was ever any downtime.
It can get really boring, honestly, because just like there's not that much business. And so every time we do get a customer, I'm like, yes, finally someone, something to do. But when there's fewer people behind the bar, we also find little like things to do all the time and find ways to keep ourselves entertained.
Recently, when we were at a coffee shop, we were shocked by the treatment that baristas get from customers. So we decided to ask Liz how the customers treated her.
The customers vary a lot. Sometimes I have customers where it's like that one interaction made my day. That was great. Because I just love it when people are friendly and nice and just want to talk to you. But you would not believe how many times people come up to the register and I'm like, hi, how are you? And they just give me a blank stare and say, can I get a whatever? And it's like, okay, cool. See, you're doing great then. And then, of course, there's always people who are really picky about their drinks and ask you to remake them and things like that. So the customers vary a lot. As a whole, though, I really like working with people, and I really like all of the different interactions that I get to have, because while the negative ones suck sometimes, those are also the ones that you bond with your coworkers over. So there's a silver lining. I've had a lot of customers who walk up to the register while they're on a phone call, especially, and then they'll like take a couple seconds and be like, I'm ordering something, like, give me a second. And then those people in particular always just say their drink orders really fast and then get back on the phone. And I'm like, okay, but did you want that iced or hot? Like, what size do you want? And they're already back on the phone. Of course, there's always people distracted texting other people. So like, those aren't my favorite interactions. It's just part of the job.
We wanted to know if the job lives up to the fantasies of young adults, even with the disrespect baristas encounter.
I mean, I definitely fantasized about that job, and it is really fun sometimes. I think it's definitely more fun at a smaller coffee shop than it is at a big chain. Because at a smaller coffee shop, I get to dress really cute when I go to work and like wear fun earrings. And when my friends come into the shop that I work at school, I can like suggest certain drinks to them and make them extra special and like add fun stuff. And it's just not quite as mechanized as it is at Starbucks. Being a barista is fun, I would say. Overall, there it definitely has its ups and downs, but it's fun to show off like latte art skills or to know more about coffee than other people do and rub it in their faces.
With over 450 million cups of coffee being brewed per day in the U.S. alone, it seems as though baristas are becoming more important by the second. And just remember, behind every latte you gulp down before work, there is a person who woke up extra early just to brew it perfectly for you. So appreciate each and every barista that does their best to improve your day in the best possible way, giving you the energy to make it through the day.
Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. This segment was produced by Eleanor Rode, Anna McPherson, Connor Bush, Jack Barnes, and Will Wagner. Special thanks to Roosevelt High School teacher Carolyn Kenny Hall and to the Roosevelt High School Foundation for their support. Original music was created by Steve Griggs through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.